take the public sector that's been privatized back into the public domain, or is there going to be a kind of neo-fascist movement as there was in Chile, and that there are in other countries like that?
Doesn't seem like we're going to be able to support you much anymore as the government has shut down. You're on your own out there, big guy. We'll be back in touch when the government reopens, if it reopens. Hope you don't run out of air. Have a safe flight back. Don't try not to hit anything. Oh, shit, they're turning off the electricity. Oh, not there's a light.
What is this?
CITR 101.9 FM.
A center for ants!
What?
We're a radio station broadcasting from UBC Vancouver.
How can we be expected to teach children to learn how to read if they can't even fit inside the building?
Visit CITR.ca.
Derek, it's just a...
I don't want to hear your excuses! The center has to be at least... 3 times bigger than this!
Hey, hello. This is John. And, I haven't done a show in a while, so I'm trying to figure out what the routine was again. This is Cue It Up, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from UBC Vancouver on traditional unceded Coast Salish land. And this is my first show in the new space. And the last show for me, 2 weeks back, I took Canada Day off. Which has created an interesting dilemma for me. This Canada Day set list I've created. Ironically, I don't really subscribe to Canada Day. And it's particularly ironic that I would open the show with a land acknowledgement and then move on promptly. My liberal exchange done. To a full hour of patriotism and nationalistic fervor. But a little bit of irony never hurt anyone. So this is a Canada Day set list from back when I thought I was coming in on Canada Day, and I had selected a list of my favorite songs from 2015 to accompany this show's move into the new station, where we are broadcasting from right now, indeed much larger than the old station. And let's get right into it. So, first thing we're going to hear, track off Viet Cong. They're coming back to Vancouver, actually, soon, playing at the Cobalt. And speaking of irony, what a name, Viet Cong. Just really ripe for discussion there. If only someone were interested in having it. Oh well, here we go.
We'll be right back.
Vietnam Goddard 1 première.
D'une voix rauque, il a prononcé l'acte d'accusation de la femme. C'était un petit homme qui avait un uniforme gris délavé. Et il allait et venait devant elle.
So,
alors, peu de temps après,
what you just heard was a March of Progress from Calgary-based band Viet Cong. They'll be playing at the Cobalt in... Oh gosh. Let me just take a look for you. August 29th with some familiar faces. Oh gosh, no, this is from years ago. My mistake.
Produire une série d'explosions absolument effarantes. Les paysans étaient toujours immobiles et ils contemplaient le spectacle.
So this show, these two shows, will actually be on September 14th and September 15th. It's a good album, their eponymous debut. Came out from earlier this year. Maybe it's up there for me. You know, there is this interesting thing, though, the response that they've levied against the controversy of their name, which I just think it's amusing to think about. It's interesting to have as a topic of discussion in that it's educating facility that, oh, perhaps there were others who were as ignorant as to the negative connotations that name, just as Viet Cong might have, especially here in Vancouver, where even our local Vietnamese communities are being squeezed upon and in the process of being, well, at a socio-political level, things are not great there right now in the city. Space is dire. The Little Saigon corridor is in the process of being whitened. It's no one's fault moving in, of course. Space is sparse. But it's interesting, because really, at the end of the day, I suppose getting upset about it doesn't really do anything. So this is the Canada Day episode. I am just exhausted mentally right now. And I don't really have much to say. We're going to play Seaman Priest next, who released an album earlier this year, Third Testament. And then we're going to see what happens after that.
Alors j'ai pris la décision, enfin dans chaque film, de parler du Vietnam à tort et à travers, si on veut, mais disons à travers plutôt.
emojis, and anime, and of course, emojis. And this business also has to start.
Another beautiful summer day. Who wants to go to the salmon watching festival?
No!
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 Okay. How about the beach?
No! No, 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 no! no.
Oh, God, no.
All right, all right. How about...
The Catalano Street Party, Saturday, July 11th on West 4th Avenue from Burrard to McDonald Street. Performances by Yukon Blonde, The Ballantines, The Courtneys, Hot Panda, and many more. Plus, Mill Street Beer Gardens, Etsy Marketplace, Longboarder Jam, fashion shows, and more. It's completely free, so come on down to Catalano on Saturday, July 11th. Brought to you with love by the merchants of West 4th, Remax, and TD Bank.
You need someone to talk to? If you're seeking a listener who is non-judgmental, confidential, and familiar with resources, then a Speakeasy volunteer might be able to help you. AMS Speakeasy is a peer support service located in the North Concourse of the Sub. If you would like to speak to someone, come to the desk and tell a volunteer, or ring the doorbell located behind the desk.
Yes, Speakeasy. What we just heard... was a selection of songs on this Cue It Up episode, Canada Day, representation of Canada Day, a selection of patriotic hits, my favorite Canadian releases of the year, because I wasn't in on Canada Day, I was out enjoying the sun. This is Cue It Up. We just heard Fountain, High Strung on Zen, Fountain 2, you know, I once heard someone, I think it was Weird Canada or maybe Beat Route, that described Fountain as the kind of band that Vancouver loves but wishes it could produce. Victorians. just an interesting bit of self-reflection there in that capsule, because I believe it was from... a Vancouverite. And if you pick up the newest issue of Discorder, you'll find a series of articles in there about Quebecois transplants who have recently made their way to Vancouver and their descriptions of Montreal as this cold place, this place with, a transit city with very little hub-based community, with very little... community spirit of that kind, and how things are different in Vancouver. The weather here is lovely, and the people here are amazing and nice and caring and kind. But you know, you'll also hear the exact opposite from Vancouverites who find themselves transplants in Montreal, where everything is so affordable and the rent is so cheap. So there's that nice little disjunct where I think people ultimately, you know, the grass is always greener. And I conducted one of those interviews with the wonderful Ramsey, who is can find an article on her in the new Discorder. She has an upcoming album coming out on 1080p, which I'm going to play a slice from. Oh, I'm sorry. Before that, we heard Freak Heat Waves as well. Before Fountain, we heard Design of Success, and then before that we heard Stephen Priest. So three songs from some really exemplary releases, Canadian, throughout the year. But now we're going to listen to Minimal Violence and then Ramsey. Minimal Violence just in the process of putting out a tape on Gennaro, I believe, and as it would happen to be the case, Ramsey herself will soon likely be making her debut on that label. So stay tuned, because I'm sure I have those tracks here somewhere.
Okay, good day. Welcome to the Great White North. Go. Go again. Beautiful. Okay, good day. Welcome to the Great White North. I'm Bob McKenzie. This is my brother, Doug.
How's it going, eh?
And whoa, did you hear about... Well, you can tell.
Okay, you hear about the guy who, like, was open a beer, eh, and, like, went to drink and then did the stupid thing of looking in the bottle and, whoa, there's a mouse in his bottle, eh?
Real mouse. Well, I guess it was dead, right? Drowned from beer and drunk, too. We'll be right back.
It's one animal that I don't need to sneak up on.
Boo! This extraordinary creature is half blind, half deaf, and this is just about as fast as it can move. That's what's going to happen to you.
That's incredible.
If you live on nothing but leaves. It's a sloth.
So you just heard
exactly an enthusiastic Ramsey
with the track Princess of Cups
off
upcoming album Hoodie Kush. And Ramsey has been producing in out of Montreal for the past decade or so. This is her first album as a Vancouver transplant. It's coming up later this month. And it is very good. I recommend you give it a listen once it is out. Before that, we heard Winnipeg Apartment Search from Minimal Violence.
This is a very
techno duo
with
Ashley Luck, who's out of Lié, and Lita Polyuk, who I believe is a contemporary artist, although I'm not quite familiar with her work. As I was saying, both of those artists are in the process of doing releases on Gennaro, so check it out. This is my first show in the new station. So it's lacking a bit of focus. It is a general Canada Day show with some top hits from this land of ours. But I've been told that the show is lacking enrichment, so I've put on this Attenborough clip about the sloth, and I am also going to tell you about some exciting and relevant screenings happening soon at our very own Pacific Cinematheque downtown. On Thursday the 16th and Friday the 17th, two music-based documentaries will be airing in Vancouver. We've got Industrial Soundtrack for the Urban Decay, a film about the deindustrialization process of the 1970s and how that fed into the style of music, industrial. The development of this genre of music includes interviews with Throbbing Gristle, Cabaret Voltaire, test department in the nursery, clock DVA, non. So lots of stuff going on there. And right after that, the Ballad of Genesis and Lady J. Genesis P. Orridge, of course, of Throbbing Gristle. The relationship that she had with his late wife, their pandrogynous art project / romantic annunciation and declaration of love as expressed in this experiment, whereupon each engaged in hormone therapy, surgery, cross-dressing so as to begin the process of resembling each other more so and more so. It's a very touching, one of the most touching love stories you'll ever really hear about in the world of music. You know, much better than that Thurston Moore, Kim Gordon wankery, really. So yeah, check that out, 16th, 17th. Mm-hmm, wonderful. And now the time for enrichment has ended. So next up, we're going to listen to a few more Canadian tracks before we switch over to Steve, who will be on with Asian Wave at 4. He plays the best of new contemporary Asian pop. Make sure you stay tuned in for that. It's always very informative and very entertaining. So let's listen to Colin Stetson and Sarah Neufeld with The Dark Hug of Time.
history, there is one of the most extraordinary plant predators. It's one animal that I don't need to sneak up on. Boo!
Dreadful sacrifice.
Who's it, huh?
The music you're listening to is completely electronic.
Only a fool would ignore this.
I'd like to demonstrate for you some of the rather more weird kinds of sounds.
See how relaxed you're getting?
Every Sunday night at 7 o'clock here on CITR 101.9 FM is More Than Human, your weekly guide to all that is new, weird and wonderful in the world of electronic music. So please join me, Gareth Moses, for electronic music old and new, inane comments and the occasional sacrifice. More Than Human on CITR.
This year is the 38th annual Vancouver Folk Music Festival in Jericho Beach Park. Over 60 acts from legend Richard Thompson to Blind Pilot, Phosphorescent, and artists from over 14 countries. There's a world of amazing music coming to your own backyard. The Vancouver Folk Music Festival runs from July 17th to 19th. Information and tickets are available at thefestival.bc.ca.
Hi. Hello there. So you have just heard on the last two tracks, C-Diab lying in the back of your car on Highway 1. And I have never actually listened to music before, but it's quite up my alley. Heard it recently, decided that it immediately earned its meteoric rise into the prominence that my show queued up, which you are bearing with right now, enunciates upon those who are graced during its hourly reminiscences. So, See Diab, Lying in the Back of Your Car on Highway 1, produced, mastered, recorded by Ian William Craig, who is a perennial favorite of mine, and also a Vancouver transplant from Calgary, I believe. Maybe they're the same individual. I don't know. Before that, we heard Colin Stetson and Sarah Newfield with The Dark Hug of Time off their collaborative album released earlier this year, the name of which is escaping me right now. Wow, what a journey it has been. This very first show queued up on this new station, Canada Day episode, Canadian hits only, from this new space, lovely, outside, inside as well. Glass walls, glass windows, because we have nothing to hide. Coming up next, Steve with his show Asian Wave. Fantastic show. Make sure you stay tuned in. All the newest and best in contemporary Chinese, Korean, Japanese pop. And with lots of edutainment as well. That old holdover from the 90s. The era of edutainment. And yes, I'll be back next week, hopefully with a more coherent and cohesive show. And we only got 2 minutes left, but I'll play a bit from another album very close to my heart from this year, Sara DeVaughy's Baron's Court. And I hope you all have a wonderful Wednesday.